Welcome to this custom deep dive into the psychology of modern retail. We are pulling some really interesting excerpts today from The Art of Unboxing to look specifically at South Africa's curated gifting revolution.
Yeah, it is a pretty massive shift to see.
Right, because if you look at the latest 2025 data, there is just this huge collapse in traditional off-the-shelf luxury buying. Consumers are totally abandoning expensive, generic products for curated boxes.
Exactly. They want something that feels real.
So, okay, let's unpack this
Okay.
because grabbing a generic basket of bath soaps is, I mean, it is essentially the physical equivalent of handing someone a mass-produced greeting card.
Right.
But architecting a thoughtfully curated box, well, that functions a lot more like writing a deeply personal handwritten letter.
It totally does. And the difference really comes down to cognitive friction. Because when you
Yeah.
hand someone a standard gift bag, their brain just instantly categorizes it as a quick store-bought obligation.
Yeah, like a checkbox on a to-do list.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But when a box is meticulously curated, you actually force the recipient's brain to slow down. You make them process a specific narrative.
Let me push back on the novelty of this for a second, though, because South African communities, I mean, they have always had a massive, deeply ingrained gifting culture.
Oh, absolutely. It is
Yeah.
completely foundational to the social fabric there.
Right. So what is actually shifting right now? The data shows a pivot, but are people just, wanting flashier or more bespoke items just to signal status?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the Hamperworld 2025 data reveals the exact opposite of that. We're actually witnessing the death of blind luxury.
Wait, blind luxury?
Yeah, like consumers aren't just blindly spending on big, flashy international logos anymore. Retailers like Yuppiechef and lululocal, they are seeing massive demand for curated ranges
Wow, okay.
because there is this big pivot toward hyper-local practical goods. It is a shift from signaling wealth to signaling attentiveness. Buyers are literally paying for the story of local hands making the product.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because if consumers are buying an emotional narrative rather than just a price tag, the entire definition of premium completely changes.
It completely changes, yeah.
But what does that actually look like at scale? Are we just talking about the old monogram towel effect where you slap some embroidered initials onto a generic demographic profile?
Slapping a name on a mass-produced item is, I mean, it's still just blind luxury in disguise. The new premium requires authentic cohesion. It requires real surprise.
So no more generic monogrammed bathrobes then.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Services like Secret Diary, they build their entire philosophy around this. It is about intentional, hyper-personalized gifting. It requires the sender to demonstrate that they deeply understand the recipient's actual personality.
Which I imagine transforms a standard transaction into like a psychological anchor point for a relationship.
Exactly. Whether it's a professional or a personal relationship, it changes the dynamic.
Well, if intentionality is the currency here, the physical construction of that experience has to be
It
flawless.
really does.
So, looking at the anatomy of the perfect unboxing moment, what is the actual formula? Because it reads a bit like a piece of psychological theater.
It is theater, honestly. The formula heavily emphasizes rigid, high-quality packaging. And that is not just for aesthetics.
Right, it's about the feel.
Yeah, the physical resistance of pulling off a tight-fitting lid literally builds tension. It spikes dopamine before they even see the gift inside. That physical friction is essential.
Okay, so once the lid is finally off, what is inside?
From there, you layer the sensory narrative. So maybe single-origin coffee or handcrafted chocolate that represents local artisan talent,
Yeah.
and then a pampering element they wouldn't normally buy themselves.
Like a high-end lotion or something.
Exactly. And crucially, you need a handwritten card. But the real psychological linchpin of the whole box is the unexpected keepsake.
Well, yeah, because chocolate is perishable. I mean, you eat it, the dopamine hit fades, and then the box is just empty.
Right, and that is where the source data singles out Moy magnets to solve exactly that problem.
The fridge magnet.
Yeah, they are handmade South African custom photo fridge magnets. When you tuck a beautifully printed shared memory into that box, you trigger what behavioral economists call the endowment effect.
Meaning it becomes theirs in a deeper way.
Exactly. The unboxing transitions from just a fleeting hit of pleasure into a long-lasting emotional artifact. It lives on their fridge and acts as a daily physical reminder of that specific connection.
So, what does this all mean for us? Ultimately, I think it proves the true magic isn't just the inventory inside the box, it is the unboxing reveal itself.
Yes, you aren't giving a physical thing anymore. You are architecting an experience that makes someone feel entirely seen.
In a retail environment completely saturated with mass-produced options, that level of intentional friction is really the only thing that actually cuts through the noise.
It is the only way to genuinely connect today.
Which leaves us with this final thought for you to chew on. In our hyper-digital, screen-dominated lives, if the ultimate modern luxury has evolved into receiving a simple handwritten letter and a tangible, custom photo magnet, how might this intense craving for physical, personalized nostalgia completely reshape the way we celebrate all our milestones moving forward?